How excited we are because everybody in this class is some of the most magnificent people. We feel the energy, and I'm not just saying that. This is a rocking roster of people. We are thrilled.
So welcome to Unleashing Your Inner Magician, everyone. And I know for many of you that have already signed up, you've been experiencing so many synchronicities and enjoying more flow and ease from that first day that you signed up. And guess what, everyone? Get used to this because it's going to become your natural state. And right now, just close your eyes for a second and take a nice deep breath and imagine multiplying this feeling by 100 times. Breathing it into every part of your being and feeling what it feels like to be able to multiply the magic 100-fold. And now releasing this energy out into the universe, just sending it out either with your thoughts, your intentions, releasing it, or like a helium balloon, just letting it go and letting it flood out into the universe. Great. So our intention for this course, we've got quite a few intentions here, and the first one is we know beyond a shadow of being that this is just going to be the most incredible class. We've attracted in all of you beautiful people, just the most amazing, amazing, incredible manifesting beings are here. It's going to be an awesome community of people. And our main thing that we're focusing on is to have fun, to lighten up, to not take ourselves so seriously, and to infuse us with so much laughter and magic, because that's where the real magic happens, is when we don't take ourselves so seriously and we are more childlike, which is our true nature, and that really allows the energy to build and we become more magnetic. We become so much more attractive to other people and to the universe. And also, we are absolutely holding it. You're going to get all your goals that you've set on in your questionnaire that you've sent in to us. Tangible results are going to be happening. And also, that we're absolutely holding that there's going to be a two-way communication between yourself and your inner magicians. That means you'll be hearing and receiving beyond a shadow of a doubt. And also, next week, we will be introducing you to Archangel Michael. And if that's something that you want to develop too, that will be another incredible, powerful relationship for helping you tap into even deeper, more magic in the universe and with inside yourself.
Do you all feel the energy? Are you buzzing?
Ooh.
Yeah. I've been woken up like for the last week or maybe 2 weeks at like 3 or 4 in the morning with this incredible joy energy flooding through my body where it's been so blissful. It's been so amazing. And it's been the energy that's been building for this course and for everyone. We're all connected, so it's been all of you joining in as well. So there's just so much momentum that has been built here. It's just fantastic.
Yee-hoo. So for those of you who don't know, but I think most of you know either one of the two of us, and Bridget is the one with the accent and the very angelic voice, and I'm Gina. So I'm sure you'll get that straight really easy. I know that when I teach with Eva, my other business partner, sometimes people are very confused, but this is very distinct.
And Gina is an absolute expert in the laws of attraction. She is got it down, and she's taught thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And I'm an expert in communicating and channeling the angels and other various entities in the universe. That's my specialty.
Yay. So just to give you a quick overview, and then we're going to introduce you all in a minute so that we get to hear from you, because this isn't just going to be us chatting away up here. You get to participate. Just want to let you know that on today's call, we're going to do a couple of visualizations, and you're going to make a connection with your inner magician and get really locked on to, yes, this is about creating. This class is definitely about creating a deeper connection with your inner magician, but it's also going to be about using that special relationship to manifest. So the relationship is cool, and you're going to experience a lot of feelings of, I want to say, when I say security, I'm not speaking that you're insecure, meaning the security about the future, that whatever you decide that you want, you will have a deeper knowing that you will be creating those things, and that's where the magic comes in. Because it's not a matter of, oh my gosh, you know, I've got to get this goal, or, oh, I hope it happens. There will be a knowing, and you will get specific steps if there are any to be given from this inner magician. So sometimes you'll feel a very direct communication, meaning do this, Nadine, if you just do A, B, and C, you'll be great. And sometimes you'll just get the message to trust, and sometimes it will just feel like a nudge to do something. So you're going to be feeling all sorts of cool things, and the biggest thing throughout this entire course is to trust the information that you're getting. And of course, we're going to give you lots of tools along the way to do that. Some of you will lock on quicker than others. Do not fear. Do not compare yourselves. Each in your own good timing. And whatever you're getting is perfect. Because the most important thing, as always, when it comes to law of attraction, is that you just feel good wherever you're at in the process. Everything will be revealed along the way. And we have very specific things that we're going to do with you each and every week. So I just want to say, hold on to your hats. It will all unfold like a red carpet. So as you walk down, people will be clicking away at you saying, oh, gorgeous, turn left, turn right. And you'll just be radiating because you'll know that with each step as you move forward, the next step will unfold. So you don't need to worry on any of the things that we do or from week to week if you don't have complete clarity, because it will unfold for you one step at a time.
We hold everybody as totally creative, resourceful, whole. You're your own best inner authority. There's nothing that's broken and no one needs fixing. So we just want you all to know that that's how we hold all of you.
So now we want to hear from you. What is your magical wish? Meaning, what is it that you really want to experience or manifest in this class?
Pick one thing from your list, your absolute burning desire, and share that with us. So do you want to model that for us, Gina?
Sure. I'm Gina Gabellini, and I am from the San Francisco Bay Area in California, and my magical wish is to tap into a deeper level of communication with my inner magician so that I never, ever doubt a single thing that I'm going after.
Awesome.
So who would like to begin?
My wish is to know, behind the shadow of a doubt, what is my call in this life?
Okay, good. I have a feeling you're going to get clarity very early on.
Thank you. And I know that there isn't any other place in the universe that is better than this one for me in this moment. I had this very strong feeling when you were speaking at the beginning.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
That is evidence right there.
Yes, it is.
Good.
Who's next? Gina, you paraphrased so well what I was thinking, what I wanted out of this class, just developing a stronger sense of knowing. So without a doubt, kind of going beyond belief into knowing.
Okay, cool. Great. Who's next?
I'm just so excited to be on the call. My wish is to definitely connect with my inner magician and just have crystal clarity and conversation like we are having right now. I doubt myself continuously, so that's my number one wish.
Okay, great. You know, I just want to say something here. This is Gina. I told Bridget I was writing this chapter for someone else's book on inner guidance, which is what the inner magician is, but we like to remind you that it is very magical so that you can have fun with this rather than thinking, okay, I've got to connect to my inner guidance.
Yeah.
One of the things that I was writing about is, and I'm thinking this is true for all of you, you have already had many conversations with this place in you. And it's usually pretty simple, clear communication, so it may not feel like genius. You know, a genius is speaking through, you know, you might be waiting for that aha moment, like it's this, you know, this download of profound information. And it can be, but most likely is you're already getting the information, and your job will be to listen and take it at face value. I had this client I've been working with who is always constantly asks me for, you know, so what do you think, Gina? What do you think about this? And go look at my website. And I said, what do you think? Does it feel good to you? Yeah, but I just want to check in with you because you're the coach. And I said, that's it. We're going to start working with your inner guidance and you asking your own questions and then trusting the answer. So the other day I get this email and it says, hey, I keep asking about, you know, making a certain amount of income, and what I'm getting back is just trust. And then when I ask for more details about actions I can take, I'm not getting anything. And I was completely laughing over here, and I said, because you got the darn answer. There is no action for you to take. The answer is to trust. And if you do that, then the next step will be revealed. But you don't have to keep asking. If you've gotten the answer, trust, that is the answer. And you wouldn't be asking for more action steps if you were trusting. Because the action steps should just feel like the natural next thing. And it might not feel like this, oh my gosh, I have just got the key to the solution. And it might feel like that, but it might not. So just, it could be a simple word like trust, and your job is to trust.
Yeah, I want to add something to that. As Gina was saying, hey, it is, if the inner guidance is to trust, and to also know that in those times when you think, oh, it's got to be more, you're going to go into wrong action, and you're going to go up to your mental mind and think, oh, I need to do this, this, and this, and you're going to be muscling and pushing through, thinking, forcing it, thinking you have to do something. And when you're there, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're not connected and that you're not in flow. So it is about taking right action, and your inner guidance, your higher self, knows your pathway. It knows what your soul's come here to complete on this journey. So it knows the perfect pathway to nudge you along, which is going to bring you your greatest joy and happiness and the most ease and delight, because it's aligned with your natural skills and talents, and it is joyful. And to know for any of you right now that have been getting guidance and it's been repetitious and you just think, oh, it's background noise, know that if you don't take the little next action step, you'll often find yourself feeling stuck or not being able to move forward. So if that's happening for anyone, just go back and think, what's been my repetitive guidance that I've been getting? And then as soon as you take that action step or whatever it is, it will start flowing for you.
Excellent. So who's next?
The biggest thing, for some reason, with the words of, like, depth of character, connecting with my inner magician, trusting it, like someone said, having not just the thought, but really the knowingness, the deep knowingness, and following and having the courage of following the guidance that I get. And I want to be coming from that place in my life, and I want, in turn, also to really be connecting with other people, like, you know how when we communicate, sometimes, you know, there's a whole subtext. You know, people are speaking on something, but they're doing something else. I want to be able to communicate coming from that place of knowing and clarity and being able to see other people clearly, their truth, no matter what they're saying or what space they're in. And I want to be connecting with other people from that place.
Oh, good. Excellent.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I like what you said about courage, because I actually think that it does take a lot of courage at first to trust this information that you'll be given or the nudges. Sometimes it will seem counterintuitive, but in actuality it is logical. It's just that most of the time we've been taught there are certain rules to manifesting certain things, or there are certain rules to play by when you're in a relationship. Like I was talking to a client this morning, and she co-leads workshops, and she said, you know, hey, this one person that I've now decided that we're co-leading, this person can only have conversations about the material on Saturdays and Sundays. I don't want to do that. And I said, that's okay, then you don't have to. She goes, yeah, but then I'll seem like a bitch. I'm not compromising. And I said, no, you can hold that you'll get your intention. She can hold that she'll get intention, and somehow the universe will sort it out so that you can talk not on the weekends but on some other day. And, you know, that was what she was doing, was creating a rule about how it needs to be in relationship. And we do the same thing. This is how you get money. This is how you create health. This is how you create good partnerships. And there's all these rules. And your inner magician is going to give you very specific guidance. And it might seem pretty darn selfish. But that's okay, because guess what? It's all going to work out in the end, and you really do need to trust it. It is giving you all the time, pushing you towards what you want, and sometimes shoving you, and the only time you feel pain is when you resist that information. So it does take courage, but pretty soon it will get really easy, because you'll see how good everything turns out when you follow the guidance. Who's next?
My big goal is I'd like to connect that power of mine to help me develop my business, develop the kind of image that I want and the kind of clientele that I want to see. And a big part of it for me is I think I have a lot of fears around failure. That's what I'm interested in working with.
Cool. You're going to love the visualization I'm going to do later.
Good.
Excellent. Who's next?
I really need to reconnect with my inner musician. I have lived hand in hand and been guided by it my whole life and have listened very, very closely until the last couple of years for a lot of reasons. So this class for me is to put me back in touch and create the relationship again with myself and listen to myself completely again. So I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you guys for the class.
Yes. Anybody else before we move on? We want to know if you're here.
My magical wish is to have things manifest even faster than they already do and to remember always my gratefulness.
Oh, okay, good.
All right. Well, welcome everyone. So I'm going to take you into a very quick grounding exercise. And for us to manifest, we need to be in our bodies. And some indicators for us when we're not fully in our bodies, and some people may call this centering. I use the word grounding, but feel free to use whatever works for you. So some indicators when you're not grounded is you'll feel fuzzy, like in your head, foggy, you'll have lack of clarity, and you may just feel sort of a bit wishy-washy. So if you ever feel that, that's an indicator immediately that you're not grounded in your body. And again, to really manifest and to be tapped into your inner magician, you need to be grounded in your body. These many ways of grounding, I'm going to take you through what works for me. Feel free to use your own method if you've got something better or something that already works for you. But this is going to be a part of your daily practice. So the first thing we're going to use is our intention. I'm asking and invoking the beautiful deep energy of Mother Earth to ground us fully. To sustain us, to nurture us. And now I place my attention right down to my feet. Right in the middle of our feet, we've got two chakras, and you can just intend for them to open now. Drop down two columns of light, going straight down from the bottom of my feet, imagining it going down, 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 down into the earth. Feel it. Feel like suction cups beneath your feet, grounding straight to that earth energy. And this, too, is your absolute key to being in your power. This will make you feel so powerful. Completely clear. Connected to your inner magician. And it gives you a sense of strength in your body. And now the next part is we bring up the earth energy, which is a beautiful red, bring it up in columns of light straight up from the earth, and it's going to come up to the same place beneath your feet, bringing up this beautiful red column of light. You can feel the strength and the power of it. Imagine it coming up straight through the center of your leg. Then we're going to bring it up to the hips, and you're going to shoot it up your spine and out the top of your head, which is called your crown chakra.
like a big fountain. And that actually cleanses our emotional highway, which is our spine, our nervous system. So this beautiful energy cleanses and nourishes it, helps to clear away any stagnant energy. During the day, you just want to be like liquid light. You're going to be connected all day. And if you ever hit an irritation, something happens where you're not feeling good, don't hold on to it or analyze it or process it. You just simply make a choice. I'm going to drop this down my grounding cord, which is that liquid light that's running down your legs, and drop it down into the earth. And that, so it's just making the decision, I'm going to let this go now. Boom, drop it down, and it's going to keep the energy flowing. Now we're going to put your attention up to the top of your head, and you're going to imagine someone pulling at the very top of your head like a big string just pulling you up, 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 up. You'll notice your posture getting more straight. We're going to anchor this energy up into the sun. You don't need to worry if this is working or not working. You can just trust that it is working. And the more you do it, the more you'll feel it, and the quicker and better you'll get at it. And we're calling back also all of your energy from everywhere you've left it, calling it back to you right here, right now. Up in this beautiful golden sun, which is right above your crown chakra, above the top of your head. And now you're just going to allow this energy, this beautiful golden sun, this liquid light to pour down through the crown chakra and down through the center of your body, filling you up. Very energizing doing this, bringing in the sun. If you're feeling tired or exhausted, this is a great exercise to just fill yourself up, bringing this golden energy all the way down, bringing it down into your solar plexus. And then just allowing it to run down through your feet. This is all running automatically for you now. All right. So we're all perfectly grounded and present and here now. I want to briefly talk about integrity. We talked about the connection with the inner magician and about sometimes, hey, it takes courage to follow through on the guidance. And integrity is a tool. It's a skill set that is directly going to help you develop your courage muscles. It's also going to help you develop your confidence and your self-esteem and your self-love. If anyone's got a pen and paper, great. If you don't, you can just do it in your mind's eye. So what integrity means is it's your willingness and it's your ability to follow through on what you say you're going to do. And we're going to create through this course that your word is your wand. It's your magic wand. Whatever you speak, you create. Every word you put out there has energy. So we're going to teach you to be very intentional with this. And now we're going to use a simple scale from 0 to 10, 0 being absolutely never, 10 being impeccable, 10 out of 10 that you do it all the time. And this is not to beat yourself up at all. This is just a measuring tool, just to see where you're at now, just as an observation. So from 0 to 10, you're going to look at, okay, what is your integrity to others from a 0 to 10? How often do you follow through on what you say you're going to do, on your agreements, your commitments to other people? It may just be casual ones. So just pick a number. The first number that comes to you is the perfect one. And again, this is just a measuring tool. That's all it is, just an observation.
And it's not to say that, okay, I've committed to this, and then I find that I don't want to do it, but it's not about flaking, it's about speaking what is true for you. So that means, A, if I can't do it, you communicate cleanly, and you say what's true for you rather than getting all funky about it.
Yeah, and sometimes integrity looks like, hey, I've made this agreement, you know, I'm going to come and do this, this, and this with you, and then I realize, you know what? I made that agreement when I was ungrounded, I was unclear, and I just sort of fell into it, and now I'm grounded and clear. It doesn't feel right for me. So my integrity tells me that I need to go and clean up with Gina and say, hey, you know, when I made this agreement with you, it didn't really land for me. It didn't feel right. Now I need to let you know that this doesn't work for me. It's not feeling right, and I'd like to create something new with you. So that's also how integrity looks. And then the next part of the integrity, again from 0 to 10, look at, how much do you follow through with yourself? Like when you say, oh, I'm going to start working out, I'm going to go on a cleansing program. You know, looking at that, looking at how much do you really honor and value yourself with following through. And the first number that comes to you is perfect. And again, this is just a skill set, and it's going to really increase your courage muscle. And then at the end of the class, we'll just look at, hey, how can you increase those numbers? And it might just be a little half a step. It just may be something really small. It doesn't have to be anything major.
Another piece of this is you'll find that you keep your word more when you're listening to your guidance, because a lot of times we're choosing things from what I was talking about earlier, but from the old school rules that we put in place. They weren't really a true choice for you. They were what you thought you, quote, should do, and it never really felt inspired. So that's why you're finding that you're not keeping your word, because you're choosing things that really, truly aren't in alignment with you. Let's say you have a client. You know, you say yes, and this happens to me all the time. Like, you just know when it doesn't feel like a fit, and then you say yes to either, you know, that time really doesn't work for me, but I'm going to say yes because I'm trying to accommodate, and then later I feel like, ah, that didn't feel good. Why did I schedule something for Friday? Fridays aren't my day. And we keep choosing these things that really aren't a fit in the first place, and we know it, and we're trying to make it work.
Yeah, so know that this is going to make your yeses very strong. So when you say yes to something, it's going to resonate through your whole beingness, through your whole body. You know it's a yes. And it's also going to make your no's very strong, because you're going to know, hey, no, this doesn't work for me. No, I'm not going to commit to this. So it's going to really increase your power source. Okay, everyone, so we're going to go on a beautiful journey. To meeting your inner magician, it's a meditation, so please make yourself comfortable. Lay down on the floor or just sink into your favorite chair, allowing yourself to get really comfortable. Taking some beautiful deep breaths, breathing in, breathing in love and light, and on the exhale, you may want to make noise or sound, just releasing any toxins, any old stale thoughts, anything that no longer serves you, just letting it go with your breath. The breath is very, very powerful. Thank you.
today you affirm to yourself that you release the path of struggle and that you are choosing to learn through joy. You imagine yourself standing under a waterfall of cascading light. And you feel yourself being bathed in love and all the colors of the rainbow. Feeling that now. Joining me in taking in another deep breath. And as you breathe in, choosing to let yourself receive even more love, even more joy. And use your breath to send this joyful love and light all the way to your feet. Allowing it to flow to your fingertips, up through the top of your head. Gently releasing it to surround your body, like 3-4 feet around your body. Take in another breath, and on the out breath, as you breathe out, imagine you are releasing all struggle by simply imagining that you are doing so. You may say to yourself, I now release all struggle. And also releasing any energy that you may have taken on that is not yours, simply letting it go now. Taking another deep breath in and calling back to yourself any energy that you may have scattered out into the universe. Feel it coming back to you and feel yourself becoming more relaxed. And with each breath you take, filling yourself with more joy, more love, and more light. Feel yourself becoming lighter and freer. Understand there are no coincidences, and that you are here because you've chosen to be here. This is a very important time, and you are committed to grow through more love and access your deeper, wiser, more magical self.
You are now ready to meet your inner magician and to allow yourself a deeper connection. Your inner magician is now making itself seen to you. A radiant and magnificent energy of light appears. And as you take a step through the doorway to meet this pure, positive, pulsating light, and in your heart, you feel your connection to your inner magician. As you greet your inner magician, in your mind, you have crossed the threshold and the introduction has been made. The communication channel has opened. As you feel the connection with your inner magician, you invite your inner magician in even more fully. Remembering you are in the driver's seat, and if you want a stronger connection, you can have it. It is there for your asking. Feel your inner magician entering into your heart space and merging with you. Fill yourself with the courage, love, and joy that has been transmitted to you. Sense the cells of your body. Picture them. Your inner magician is going to transmit light to your cells, activating the core of your being right down to the atomic level. This is happening because you have affirmed you are ready and you're opening to receive this activating codes of evolution and to gain even more access to more parts of your multi-dimensional self. Taking in another deep breath, and on the exhale, you get to ask your inner magician a couple of questions, knowing that you will remember everything perfectly. And your inner magician is going to give you a special password. And this password is going to be for you to use at any time, but especially if you find yourself feeling a little stressed or a little overwhelmed or something's just hit and you're like, ooh, I need to connect, but I just can't. Use this password. And now as soon as you use it, your inner magician, which is always connected to you, will be there available for you. And also to know you may not get the answer in that second, but it will be coming very soon. And right now your inner magician is giving you your password. And it is the first thing that comes to your mind, whether it makes sense or not. Your inner magician also is giving you a name, and again, it's the first name that comes to you. Do not try and struggle or push to receive the answer, simply allowing. As soon as you allow, you open up all your connection doors. And you ask your inner magician, what's the most important thing for you to know now? And your inner magician is in deep appreciation and heartfelt thanks to you and has so much unconditional love for you. And know that each time you connect with your inner magician, you are bringing through more unconditional love and your vibrational frequency is getting raised. As you start saying goodbye to your inner magician, you are reminded that this inner magician is always with you. It is you. It's fully alive and available for access at any time. Know that you get to delegate any jobs to your inner magician, no matter how big or how small, and you also get to access any information that you may like, as your inner magician is totally tapped into the universe and can bring you answers and information for any request that you have. Your inner magician is here to help you, to partner with you, to make your life smoother, easier, more joyful, and more magical. And again, remember that each time you make the connection, it gets stronger. Your inner magician thanks you for being a magnificent and powerful receiver and for opening yourself to deeper levels of love and trust. And now gently find yourself coming back into your room and fully back into your body. Feeling grounded. And gently wiggling your toes, your fingers, maybe yawning, stretching, making any noise that you want to make, and becoming fully present back here now. Anyone want to share their experience, what happened with our inner magician?
While you were talking, I got a word. And then when you finished, I got another one, so I got a bit confused.
Great. What are the words?
The first was trust, and the other one was light.
So what I'm getting for you is the first one is about for your beingness. About trusting. Absolutely, like my whole body's tingling with light when you're saying that light is your password.
Okay, thank you. I got the sentence for me was trust yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
That's perfect. Anyone else?
I got the word lily. Think of the flower of a lily flower, but I love words and how they feel in my mouth and just sounds and things like that. And the word lily came, and it just sort of rolls off your tongue, and that's my password.
It's beautiful, and it feels so, like when you say the word lily, it's just such lily. An energetic expansion, too.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I wanted to share. Thank you. I've never been able to name anything, and no names have ever come to me before, so it was nice to feel that.
So exciting.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask something. I really enjoyed the meditation. I found it very powerful. When I met the inner magician or was like receiving the message from them, the first message was very clear, don't worry, you're going to succeed. And then almost immediately, I don't know whether it was a message from them or like my own fears popping in, but then almost immediately thrown into the mix was, but you're also going to fail in 6 or 7 years or something like that.
That would be your gremlin.
Yeah.
You want to tell them about the gremlin, Tina?
Yes. The key to knowing if something is your inner guidance or not, inner magician, we're going to interchange those words the whole time, inner expert, is because it will always lead you to something that feels uplifting, positive. It will feel like a forward movement. You will not feel any fear. It will not tell you anything negative. So that would definitely be, we call it your gremlin in the coaching world, meaning it's just a negative voice. It's an inner critic. There's a book called Leadership and Self-Deception. It is a great book. It's written as a fable, so it's one of the easiest self-help books I've ever read. But it talks about this. Thought appears, right? But we'll say that the inner magician, it plops a thought in that says, you will be successful, which is what you just experienced. And just as fast as that comes in, we make up something else right behind it, and it takes away all the power of that great inspired thought or the great inspired action that came, and then it dismisses it. And that is self-deception. It's not true. It just doesn't work like that. So always latch on to the first thing that comes. And you'll hear us say that, especially when we're doing visualizations a lot. Whatever pops in your mind first is the right and perfect answer, because it always is. So you can count on being successful, and you do not have to have failure. And by the way, remember, any time you are giving a reading on anything about future, even if it feels negative, it's only based on how you're feeling right now in this red-hot moment. So the fact that that thought came in just, you know, was just alerting you that, guess what, you still just have a little bit of fear about the future, and we need to clean that up. So just trust that all is well, and you'll be successful, and you don't need to worry about failure at all.
Okay.
We will delete that thought. Not true. Lie, lie, lie. As Bridget says, mistaken thinking. You can always trust what comes first. If it feels good, if it feels like it constricts you in any way, you know that that was not actually your inner guidance speaking.
Yeah, it's ego, and it's coming from the mind. It always, always knows being a kid. True guidance is always expansive, it's loving, it's open, it may push you a little, but it will always be in the right direction, and it will always feel good.
Yeah, the only way that you'll ever feel scared will be sort of like how you feel if you're going to go do something like a new roller coaster, or like how I felt when I was ready to jump out of the plane for the first time. You know, it was like, I want to do this, but I'm a little scared. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. It won't feel like, oh shit. It will feel like, fun. When you get this Magic in Action worksheet, it's going to ask you a bunch of questions. Now, going back to what we were talking about earlier, it's going to ask you what are some daily habits that you want to practice during this course. Now, when you think daily habits, please do not think of things that you're supposed to do. This will be things that you want to do on a daily basis that are uplifting, that connect you to your inner magician, things that just feel good, things that you know that when you do them, your life just seems to work easily. Like, I know for me, I have a gal that I send, I call it my rampage of appreciation, and we send each other rampage of, oh my gosh, I'm so excited that this and this happened, and I'm loving that this happened, and I so appreciate so-and-so for what they did. And it's just, you know, whatever flies off my fingers, and I email it to her, and she emails it to me. It is something that we do daily. It's uplifting. I don't do it because I'm supposed to. I do it because it connects me. I make time every single day to go for a walk, do yoga, even if it's for 5 minutes, and I also make sure that I tap in and have an actual conversation, or one or two or three or more, with my inner guidance. So these are things that I do on a daily basis that really work for me. And the other thing I always do, because it keeps me grounded, is I do my 6 inspired actions for the day. So I know, okay, no kidding, what am I going to do today? Because whatever I don't do, the rest is getting delegated over to the inner magician to handle. So you might want to come up with your own, and if there's probably things that you've done in the past that you know that work, and you haven't done them in a while, it's time to come back to that. Was saying, you know, hey, I used to have this really great connection with inner magician and I want to reconnect with it. Well, you all have those certain things that you know that when you do them, your life just works, and it's about bringing those back in. So I want you to check in with yourself as you're writing anything when you're filling out this worksheet. If it feels like it's a should or it's old energy, let it go and create from the new. And if you don't want to do anything on the worksheet, then don't do it. Follow that guidance as well.
Yeah, I had a message that came through from Archangel Michael that I wanted to just read really quick. Do not approach any of your manifestations from your experience in the past. The past energy is now gone. Be completely innocent, open-minded, open-hearted, and childlike as you experiment with manifesting in this new energy. You will soon find it to be both magical and pleasurable as your desires rush to you in new ways. Your main task with manifesting is to surrender, let go, and realize why simultaneously being 100% open to receiving, and I cannot emphasize this point enough, have fun and experience joy with your manifestations. The higher energies of joy are the most magnetic for you. So do things that bring you joy and that are fun. Christine and I were just talking, we were like, well, go back to when you were a child, taking yourself back to some of your absolute favorite activities. You know, I think that meant you feel like, hey, I'm on a summer vacation. And for me, I used to love playing with Play-Doh and skipping. And I've been skipping again recently, and just here and there, and it brings me so much joy and so much delight. So this may sound counterintuitive to everyone, but add something that you used to love to do, or maybe it's something now that really makes you feel happy and joyful.
Cool. Does anybody have any questions or anything that they want to say before we complete today?
I know that you've said in the past that once we decide to be on course, Archangel Michael is right by our side 24/7, and, you know, can you just speak of that? I just feel like hearing it again.
We're going to speak to that next week. This week's agenda was meeting the inner magician, and next week we will be diving right into Archangel Michael and, again, taking you on a meditation to meet him and going through everything there.
But we do want to remind you that no matter what you're feeling or seeing or who you've connected to, if you connect in that sort of way to any angels or any other entities, or whether it's just your higher self, there are always millions and millions and millions, more than you could even imagine, energy forces behind you at all times waiting to support you. So when you feel lonely or you feel like there's a disconnect, know that that is not true, and all you have to do is remember that source energy, the universe, is always supporting every single thing that you desire. And just open yourself up to receive, because that energy is always there for you to tap into. So just remember, all sorts of little, you know, fairies behind the scenes working on all your stuff for you so that you don't have to effort as much. You shouldn't effort at all. But if you're thinking, man, things need to be put in place, things have got to be done, remember, they will get done. If there's anything for you to do, it will get done. And how you'll know is because there'll be the things that got done. If they didn't, they weren't supposed to get done. And your job is to let it go mentally. All right, lovely ladies. We'll see you in the same time, same place next week.
Great work, everyone.
Bye.